Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I did a terrible thing.
Sleeping with me is piss awful for me.
No, George!
I grew my hair for her.
I could be your friend, Mary.
Why do you think she cheated on you?
I was just a little absent.
Give me a call when you get back in town.
I thought we had plans for the night.
Not exactly how I envisioned our first date.
Will you please just go back to everything the way it was?
I don't live here anymore.
He's your friend, and he needed our help.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
As doctors, patients are always telling us how they would do our jobs. Just stitch me up, slap a Band-Aid on it, and send me home. It's easy to suggest a quick solution when you don't know much about the problem, when you don't understand the underlying cause, or just how deep the wound really is.
So your friends are still mad about this very bad, horrible thing you did?
The very horrible, bad thing that I won't tell you about? Yes, they're still upset.
Well, whatever it is, I don't want to know.
Even if I beg. Don't tell me.
Okay, I won't.
Good. Okay. Although we are friends.
True, we are friends.
Technically, you tell friends stuff. You come to me with a problem, I give you the answer. After maybe we celebrate the moments of our lives.
I will keep that in mind next time I do a horrible thing. What about you, Doug? You have any problems you want to tell me about?
Truthfully, this moment in time, I don't have any problems. Not a single one.
The first step toward a real cure is to know exactly what the disease is to begin with. But that's not what people want to hear.
Morning.
How many miles is that, Dr. Parker?
Five
miles in 50 minutes.
All right, so we can get it closer to 45.
Pancakes?
Top cover.
What's wrong with your hair?
Leave the man alone. He's got issues. And if he wants to cut his hair to get over those issues, that's his business. His thing.
It's my thing. Coffee?
Oh, cappuccino.
Ooh, excellent. Cappuccino.
We're supposed to forget the path that landed us here, ignore the future complications that might arise, and go for the quick fix.
What happened to George's hair? Do you have any nervous breakdown?
Brooke says he's got issues. You just see them together, like doing things, like running and cooking and talking. They're like bonding.
And you're afraid that Brooke will realize he makes a better girlfriend than you?
You know, Meredith, just go and apologize to him.
I've tried.
Try again. Pigs can't stay like this. They suck like this.
What's up with the Mally's hair? He looks like a hobbit.
He's just trying a new look.
You were calling me back last night. You avoiding me?
Why would I be avoiding you? Benny Duquette, age 36.
37 in 3 weeks.
37 in 3 weeks. He's having difficulty breathing and chest pains.
Breath sounds?
Still a little junky. He has a buildup of fluid in his system.
You just called me a junkie. That's not very nice.
Denny, your congestive heart failure is getting worse despite the meds.
All right, so how do we proceed?
Doctors, how do we proceed?
Titrate up his nitrate drip and continue with diuretics. Plus
ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and start dobutamine.
I also want his ins and outs recorded and one of you monitoring him at all times.
I'll stay.
Me too.
Mr. and Mrs. Gibson, I'm Dr. Montgomery Shepherd. I'll be covering for Dr. Pollack.
Mrs. Gibson had a preterm premature rupture of her membranes at 28 weeks.
She's confined to supervised bed rest for 7 weeks and has a low-grade fever.
Can't you just schedule a C? Believe me, I'm ready to have this baby.
Hey, you and me both.
I want to get your blood work back before we make any further decisions.
I have to pee. Again.
Come on. Here we go. I appreciate you taking over my wife's case. Dr. Pollard says you're the best.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mr. Gibson.
Yeah, he didn't mention that, you bear a striking resemblance to a young Catherine Deneuve. Oh, you never heard that before?
No, sorry, I have to say it's a first.
Been told I look like Halle Berry.
Beautiful. Well, Miss Deneuve, of course, you are too, but by extension.
Right, we'll be back in later to check on your wife.
Look forward to it.
PR needs a consult.
Oh, O'Malley, Gray wants you to take that.
What about Mrs. Gibson?
I'll take care of Mrs. Gibson.
They really need both of us?
I guess you'll find out. Go!
Are you taking him to the nursery?
It's full, and Tucker's out of town until tomorrow.
You brought your baby to work?
Yes.
Yes.
You're not going to take him into surgery with you?
I don't have anything scheduled for today.
Yet.
Okay, I can't solve a problem until there's a problem to solve. Are you saying there's a problem?
Is there a problem, Richard?
No.
You know, at some point, you are going to have to talk to me.
I'm going to take the stairs.
You paged?
Yeah, just got a new patient. Looks surgical, maybe neuro.
Doesn't look neuro to me.
Not him.
Oh, no. I'm fine. It's my wife.
This is so embarrassing, but we didn't know what else to do.
Hotel Monaco having brunch. We had some mimosas.
Can we just skip that part? Can we pull this out and just go? I'm fine, really.
Sylvia was giving me some special attention. Under the table.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, okay.
Sweetie, they're doctors. They've heard it all?
Yes, we have.
Absolutely. While I was down there, something happened. It was like a shock went through my body.
And she clenched.
Clenched.
My jaw. It just shut.
Oh, and I panicked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I grabbed the fork off the table, and it was just instinctual.
It doesn't hurt that much. We just didn't want to pull it out, because it's in there pretty good.
No, you did the right thing. Pulling out could cause more damage.
No, I want to do an x-ray. I want to make sure that there is no nerve or major blood vessels being compromised. Now, Mr. Booker, did you get your injury, checked?
Oh, doctors say I'm fine. It's just some bruising.
Good. Okay. I want to find out what's causing the clenching. Now, do you have a history of seizures?
No, nothing like that.
It may... may have something to do with her brain aneurysm.
Kyle.
What?
I don't want to do this
no,
now.
No, it's not on there.
Can we just take this fork out and go?
No.
She was diagnosed about 6 weeks ago.
And your doctor didn't recommend surgery?
All the surgeons have said it's inoperable.
Hmm.
That's why Kyle and I are here in Seattle. The Space Needle. Hmm. I've always wanted to see it.
We wanted to see it together.
What do we got?
Tachycardic in the 140s, systolic dip to the 60s, last with 72 over 40.
Hey, can you turn that off? Turn it off.
Okay.
Dr. Bailey?
Here, take him.
What?
You're going to watch him.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Yang, I have a patient. I need to operate on that patient right now.
Oh,
take him.
Page the chief.
No, I'm not paging anyone. I'm a surgeon. I'm going to do the surgery. Chris, I need you to help me, Christina.
Gallery, you both
I did. A few times. I just hung up every time.
Nice. Very stalker-like. Goes with the hair.
I just thought it looked a little shorter.
It is shorter. I make you nervous, don't I?
Yeah, a little.
That's good.
That's... What?
Hey, are you busy?
No.
Something really cool.
Whoa.
Excellent, right?
Yeah, it is. How'd you do that?
After hockey practice this morning,
I didn't have my glove on because I was getting a drink from the goalie's water bottle. Next thing I know, this asshat crashes into the net. My hand gets tangled in the mesh, and I start hearing pops. Big pops.
Dr. O'Malley, what do you see?
Oh, dislocation of the PIP joint, multiple fractures.
That must really hurt.
It's just a finger. Last season, I took a puck to the face, broke two teeth.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
We're at those love hockey season. It's like Christmas every day.
Can we just, like, put it in a splint or something? I've got a really big game this afternoon.
Do you know what you're doing? I mean, have you ever done this before?
Have I ever pulled a fork out of somebody's neck?
Oh, right. Okay, let's just do it. Honey,
huh?
Talk to me.
Okay.
Distract me.
Okay. Think about Paris.
Okay.
And the food and the wine.
Uh-huh.
The long walks we'll take together. The Champs, what?
The Champs-Élysées.
Champs-Élysées.
Yeah.
More food.
Yeah.
More wine.
Okay.
That's it? Oh, my God, I didn't even feel anything. You're amazing. She's amazing.
So, how much do you know about this Dr. Shepherd?
Kyle, no. I do not want another MRI. I want to go to Paris.
I've made a few calls. He has an incredible reputation.
Please, Kyle. Let's just live our lives. I want to go crazy. I want to crawl underneath the table. I want to go to Paris while we still can.
Dr. Shepherd is an extraordinary surgeon. If he thinks he can help, a second opinion couldn't hurt, could it?
It won't be a second opinion. It'll be a fourth opinion. And when Dr. Shepherd says there's nothing more he can do, we'll be devastated all over again. I just want to spend what little time we have left in Paris.
So do I. But I don't want to go to Paris and wonder if we should have listened to the amazing girl who took the fork out of your neck.
You're not, is he?
Sorry to disappoint you.
Not disappointed, just saying. Where is she?
Well, she's busy with other patients. Afraid you'll have to make do with me.
Look, man, I'm sure you're a fine doctor. Just not as much my type. No offense.
Yeah, I guess I'll just have to settle on being Izzy's type.
So, you too?
Yeah, pretty much. You know?
Congratulations.
A, B, C, D. Oh, gross. E, F, G. This really couldn't suck any worse.
Dr. Yang?
Oh, Dr. Weber.
What's that smell?
It's feces. It's baby feces. We've had an incident, sir.
Are you having trouble with the diaper, Yang?
Sir, no, sir.
Because it looks like you're having trouble with
the diaper. No, sir. I've got an MD from Stanford and a PhD from Berkeley. I can handle this diaper. Unless you want to.
No. It's all right. It's all right. You carry on. Carry on.
Can we stop for a moment, please?
Sure.
I can walk.
Oh, okay. A wheelchair is just protocol.
Yeah, well, I'm way past caring about protocol. I just want to feel my body move while I can.
You seem incredibly okay with your prognosis.
I'm more than okay. I'm a little in love with my prognosis. It woke me up. Woke my marriage up. Been sleepwalking about 15 years. And now, I am wide awake. I'm having this MRI for Kyle. He's not ready to let go. But me and my aneurysm, we're good friends.
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Hey. Oh, look at the size of this aneurysm.
Yeah, it's big.
It's huge.
You gonna try to operate?
I'm definitely intrigued.
You know who Catherine Deneuve is?
Actress. French. Hot.
One of my patients, her husband, actually, said I looked like her.
Isn't she blonde?
Yeah,
guess, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so... Okay, you're busy.
There's no sign of life.
I'm not just another pretty face, you know. Got it going on up here as well.
So you keep telling me.
Yeah, I probably know hundreds of words.
Really? Hundreds? Wow, you're a real brain trust.
Ouch.
I'm highly competitive.
Screw. S-C-R-E-W. That's 25 points. Thank you very much.
Wait a second. You didn't tell me we were playing Naughty Word Scrabble.
We're not playing Naughty Word Scrabble. You just have a dirty mind.
Oh, it's filthy. But you're the one that put down Scrope.
I was referring to hardware, not sex.
Oh. I guess maybe sometimes it's, hard to tell where you're coming from.
What do you mean?
Alex, he may have said something about you guys, being together.
Well, he had no business telling you that, and besides, it's not even true, so...
So you're not together?
No. I mean, yeah, a little, but not really, so no.
Okay, well, sweet. Thanks, thanks for clearing that up.
He had flash pulmonary edema. I switched him to Neseritide, started Milrinone, and put him on BiPAP.
That's a good call, Stevens.
Good call. Bad news, right?
It's not good. The fact is, Denny, you need a new heart and you're running out of time.
Okay, so what's behind door number two?
I would like to install a left ventricular assist device. It's a battery-operated machine to help your heart pump.
Battery-operated. I knew it. People are trying to turn me into a robot. It's all part of your evil plan to take over the hospital.
It's a bridge to transplant, Denny. It'll keep you alive while we wait for your new heart.
Yeah. That easy, huh? No catch?
There are some risks. Increased damage to your platelets, increased bleeding, and if you do choose the assist device, you may not be able to leave the hospital until you get a donor heart.
Any other options? I need time to think.
Don't take too long, Denny.
I'm just happy to get this page.
Stop, that's not why I paged you.
Why, you paged me to the on-call room to talk?
No, I paged you to the on-call room to yell. Why the hell did you talk to Denny about us? You had no right.
Oh, because you never talked to Denny about personal...
I don't talk to him about our sex life, Alex. That is between us.
Okay, got it. So none of your friends know that we're sleeping together.
I'm sorry, are you saying that you and Denny are friends now?
No, I don't become friends with my patients.
You're an ass. You feel threatened by him. That is why you did that. There's no other reason.
You're his doctor, Izzy, and he's your half-dead, possibly soon-to-be all-dead patient. How could I possibly be threatened by that guy?
I can't believe you just said that.
Someone's got to.
I'll schedule the surgery for your son. In the meantime, I'm sending Heath home today with a prescription for hydrocodone to control the pain.
Look, I get that this is a bad break, but it doesn't hurt that much. I'm telling you, I can handle this. So here's what I'm thinking. We take this off, we put a small splint on my fingers so I can jam it into the glove. I play today, and then I'm all yours.
You're not playing today. There is no playing today.
Hey, your mom's right.
Thank you. Did you hear that? I'm right. Your mother must be very proud of you.
Scouts are coming today. College scouts. I could get a scholarship today. Don't you get that?
Pete, if I cut that bandage off, we risk doing permanent damage to your finger. I'm with you, man, but I'm sorry. There's no way we can put your finger into a glove today.
There must be something you can do. I need to play this afternoon. This game is what I've been training for my entire life. This is my chance to go to college. This is my whole future.
Oh, honey, you can go to community college and get your grades up. You can... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, sucks.
Oh, Dr. Montgomery Shepherd. Are those my wife's test results there? Or?
Yes, they are, actually. There's no infection. Everything looks good. I'm scheduling a C-section this afternoon. I was actually going to go up after lunch and tell her. Mr. Gibson.
You know, you really do look a lot like Catherine Deneuve.
I'm talking to you about your wife giving birth to your baby.
I know. I'm sorry. May I? Listen, I don't mean to focus on your looks. I mean, you seem very kind, very intelligent. Obviously, you're a doctor. I don't mean to objectify or harass you in any way. Usually not this awkward, but you're just so extraordinarily beautiful. I understand if a beautiful, intelligent woman like you doesn't want any with me. So, anyway.
No.
Really?
Just stay. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
You gonna eat that pudding?
No!
Bailey gave him to you. She's only gonna be in the soldier for another half hour. Hour tops. Take him.
You're a liar, and you also smell like vomit.
Really? Because I think it just smells like poo.
Okay, this is why some species eat their young. Have you talked to Meredith yet?
Tomorrow, I'm gonna buy a t-shirt that says, "Stop asking me about Meredith," and I'm gonna wear it every day until people stop asking me about Meredith.
Because they won't be asking you about your hair.
Oh, come on.
Meredith, stop him.
What should I do? Knock him down?
Do you know that he cut his hair over my bathroom sink this morning?
George is a good roommate. If you tell him what's annoying you, he will stop.
No, he's not my roommate. He is not my... See, this is why I shouldn't have given up my place.
He would still be our roommate if Meredith would just apologize.
I have apologized. I've apologized sincerely. And you know what? It takes two to make a stupid sexual decision. So, whatever.
You know, I just miss when we all got along. Can we just go back to that? Excuse me. I have to check on the patient. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Shut it.
They have no right to be mad at me. It's none of their business.
I agree.
You can't agree. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the fact that you're mad at your friends for being mad at you.
I hate them. I do.
What the hell would you do?
I'm not telling you.
You know, as a friend, you suck.
Does Addison know we're friends?
Did you get Sylvia Booker's blood work back yet?
I'm going right now.
Dr. Bailey?
What is it, Yang?
He's crying.
Let me hear him.
What?
Let me hear the baby cry. That's cry number four. You need to feed him.
Oh, God. Oh. A double barrel what?
The double barrel brain bypass.
I'm going to use two scalp arteries to redirect the blood flow in your brain around the aneurysm.
How come no one else has mentioned this?
Well, it's a surgery that's been performed less than a dozen times. I have performed one successfully, and I've watched one. I don't want to understate the risks.
Risks?
Mm-hmm. The risks are that the aneurysm could rupture on the table.
But you think there's a chance it could work?
No.
Hell no. I'm leaving, and we're going to Europe. We've always wanted to see it. We've never had the time. This is the time. We're going. That's it.
Dr. Shepherd, can I get a word?
Yes.
I'm sorry if my wife offended you.
Oh, no. No offense at all.
I didn't notice her.
I'm sorry.
For 15 years, I didn't notice her. When we got married, she was everything. Sometimes, somewhere along the way, I stopped noticing her. I stopped seeing her. And since she's been sick, she's all I see. And I hate that that's what it took. I hate it, and I'm sorry. But I love her. And I don't want her to... I don't want my wife to die. Please talk to her. Dr. Shepherd, please.
Okay.
I had a lunch date with my patient's husband today. He paid attention to me, Miranda, for a whole half hour.
You're not going to fix the problems with your husband by having meals with someone else's.
I mean it. Oh, please eat, eat. I'm begging you to eat. Yummy food. Yummy, Billy. Fresh milk food. Come on.
Well, look at you.
You find this amusing.
No, you don't.
Come on, you know what? I can't help you. I can't help you. I cannot help you if you don't want to eat. If you're going to keep on crying, then eat.
O'Malley, you're a natural. You have nieces and nephews?
No, sir. Baby's just like me.
Well, it speaks to a good bedside manner. Keep it up.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, it's a
family
baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he is so cute. Hi there, baby.
So I scheduled the Mercer kid's surgery for tomorrow afternoon. I assume you want in?
Oh, no, I want in on a surgery, any surgery. I'll do it.
Who are you?
I'm Christina.
Sorry, I only need one.
Oh, well, absolutely, I'm in.
Okay. Oh, and George. This is the last invitation I'm extending, so ball's in your court.
Okay.
Okay.
Serious?
Seriously.
Nice. Think she has a couch you can sleep on?
Mrs. Booker.
I'm waiting for my husband. He's bringing the car.
Mrs. Booker. I know you're worried about the surgery.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about it because I'm not having it.
You're not having the surgery because of the medical risks.
No, I'm not having it because for the first time in 12 years, I have a great marriage and I have a life. And I want to live it.
You have weeks. If this surgery is successful, you're looking at decades.
I don't think you understand. I'm not crazy, and I don't want to die. But I don't want to go back to being Kyle's bed warmer in a full-length flannel nightgown. Can you understand that?
I understand you're tired of settling. So don't. Fight. Fight for your life. Fight for your marriage. Let me operate and make a decision right now that you'll never settle again.
The LVAD will inhibit organ deterioration. It'll allow you to get off most of the meds that you're on, and it'll give your heart a much-needed rest.
I'm just so tired.
I appreciate that. But the LVAD also has increased survival rates over conventional therapies, and I think that you need...
Having this surgery, it means I don't get to leave here. And you know how much I hate hospitals.
I do know. But as your doctor, I can't support you making any other decision. The surgery will allow you more time, and we need more time.
We,
your doctors, need more time. And we need more time.
So, you'll be here.
Every day.
And as an added bonus, it'll really piss off Alex.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Okay.
Told you couldn't miss my game, and I didn't. I made 2 goals and 1 assist, and there were scouts there.
What did you do?
I cut off my finger. It's okay. I saved it so you guys can sew it back on.
There's deep tissue infection here. Not good.
He said he found out how to do it on the internet. Who puts up web pages on how to cut off your own finger?
Well, he's got a passion, and he sacrificed for it. You gotta respect that.
No. You don't. Thank you, Bokey. He cut off his own finger. A finger that, sorry, it would have healed perfectly in a few months. I got it.
Sometimes you can't wait. You just want the pain to stop. So he cut it off. And the problem and the pain.
That doesn't end the pain, no. I mean, if it's that painful, this, thank you, to start with, and even if you cut it off, there's always going to be that phantom pain.
Your ex did a real number on you, huh?
And you're quitting your job.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're selling the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving to Paris, and we're spending that nest egg now.
Yeah.
Promise.
I promise.
Baby.
Yeah.
If I die, promise me you'll do it anyway.
I promise.
I'm sorry. This is as far as you can go.
Sophia, please don't die.
I'll do my best.
I fed him all of this poop everywhere.
What?
Go back to sleep, Christina.
I know you're the boss of me, and you could destroy my career and make my life a living hell and torture and pain and all that, but just in the future, I don't babysit. I read that a patient's heart can sometimes remodel itself and they can be weaned off the iPad.
It's not likely in Denny's case. His heart is too weak.
Then one is all that you need. All that you need to keep you warm. Is all that you need. All that you need to move you on. Is all that you need.
I just want to make sure everybody is doing okay.
Everything's fine. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right. Thanks. Yeah.
When you put your freshly severed finger into a grungy, bacteria-filled glove, You got a severe infection.
What? No. The internet didn't say anything about infection.
Mr. Mercer, we didn't realize how deep the infection had gone until we were in there. There was too much tissue damage.
Heath, the infection was caused by a methicillin-resistant staph bacteria. And it's continuing to spread. We'll be lucky if we can preserve enough muscle for you to have any hand function at all.
What do you mean? What does she mean?
You may never regain complete control of your hand.
No. That's wrong. You're wrong. Ronnie Lott played for the 49ers. When he cut off his finger, he could still play. I got the directions off the internet.
God, my poor baby.
Mom, stop. They're lying. They're just trying to scare me.
Keith, I'm sorry. I really am, but... your hockey career's over.
Mom, they're wrong, right? Mm-hmm. They have to be wrong.
Sweetheart.
I got the directions off the internet.
Is there any evidence of vasospasm or bleeding?
No, looks good.
So do you think they'll move to Paris?
I hope so.
That was amazing.
Was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Meredith. You know I was kidding this morning. I mean, you can tell me about this horrible thing. Come on, you can talk to me.
As a friend.
As a friend.
There's a line between friends and not friends. And if I tell you this horrible thing, then you have to react as my friend, not my not friend.
I can do that. All right. You tell me what's wrong. I'll tell you how to fix it.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I slept with George. And it was a horrible mistake. And now everything has changed. And I don't know how to repair it. I don't even know where to start, but I just know that I have to. And... say something friendly.
Tell him that. You find George and you apologize.
That's what everyone's saying, but he won't listen.
Make him listen. You tell him you're sorry. Just tell him again and again and again until he listens.
How do I do that?
You do what I do. Use the elevator.
Trapped. And you don't have to talk. I'll do the talking. George, I am truly, very, deeply sorry. And I'm not going to make excuses. I'm just sorry. Look, I know you're going to get off this elevator and walk away and not look back. I know that. But George, we're friends. Real friends. And that means, no matter how long it takes, when you finally do decide to look back, I'll still be here. As doctors, as friends, as human beings, we all try to do the best we can.
Yeah, I'm there.
But the world is full of unexpected twists and turns. And just when you've gotten the lay of the land, the ground underneath you shifts and knocks you off your feet.
I just like to dream. It's so strange the way our paths have crossed, that we were brought together.
If you're lucky, you end up with nothing more than a flesh wound. Something a Band-Aid will cover.
Feel so nice, oh yeah, you feel so nice.
But some wounds are deeper than they first appear and require more than just a quick fix.
I was indifferent. And now in New York before Borg. I'm just indifferent towards you.
Yes.
And I was absent.
Yes.
I'm partly to blame for what's happened to our marriage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm working on it.
Okay.
With some wounds, you have to rip off the Band-Aid, let them breathe, and give them time to heal.